the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Edition of the Sports Report Podcast right here on Rant EM Radio. I'm your host, Mr. William D. Morgan. You guys can join me. Head on over to rantemradio.com. Smash that chat listen live button. Join us in the chat room. Listen to the show. Or you can call in with your thoughts and your opinions. We got a lot to talk about tonight. We got some baseball to talk about. One of the best World Series we've had in a long, long while. Some college football, some upsets that went down this weekend. We got some pro talk with all the infighting with the players. We got a lot to talk about. You guys can join me. 706-993-4606 is that number for you to call. 706-993-4606. Got a lot to talk about. I see we got Cash Cow in the chat as well as myself. Cash Cow, I know you are riding high, man. I know you are riding high over those Philadelphia Eagles. They became the favorite to win the Super Bowl over the Patriots, so we'll see if they can't keep that up. Hopefully Zach Ertz will come back next week. Didn't really need him this week. Hopefully he'll come back the week after the bye, rather, and go ahead and put even more offense, more punch into the offense that you guys are rolling with right now. Incredible, man. Just incredible. I don't want to sit here and not give Carson Wentz his due, because he's playing some terrific football. Terrific football. So we'll see if he can definitely keep that going. I think the trade for Jay Ajayi was really, really a good positive trade. I like Wendell Smallwood, but he's just that. He's small. He's kind of like Mighty Mouse-ish in a way. Good receiver out the backfield, but not somebody who you can run between the tackles. So Jay Ajayi, you know, you still got LeGarrette Blount in the mix, but you guys should be fine. How you doing, Cash Cow? I see you right there. We got Captain Underpants in the chat as well, getting our raids as he always does. You guys can call in 706-993-4606, 706-993-4606. Who else you need to beat to get some respect? I think everybody respects you guys, you know, about what you've done thus far. Now, see if you can keep it up, though. You know, then the NFL is a what have you done for me lately league. So we'll see what they do after the bye. Again, hopefully they'll get Zach Ertz back. But again, Jay Ajayi, that was just a great trade. Great trade. Darby's coming back after the bye. That is correct, too. You got him in a trade. He'll be back. Trade Buffalo, I believe, in the Jordan Matthews trade. And you guys have probably won that trade because Jordan Matthews have done nothing since he's been there. Hopefully, yeah, Sidney Jones as well. I don't know if he'll get Sidney back so soon. Maybe 11, week 11, week 12. Somewhere around there, you'll get him back. So we shall see. But that was a great trade to pick up Darby. Because like I say, he's coming back after the bye. So you'll probably get more out of him than the Bills have gotten out of Jordan Matthews. And I know I'm speaking kind of ill of Jordan Matthews because he's been hurt with a sore thumb, if memory serves. But he really hasn't done anything in Philly. With Buffalo, I'm sorry. He hasn't really done anything in Buffalo. So we'll see who wins that trade in the end. All right, let's head over to college football very, very quickly. We had some upsets this week in college football. Couple I want to talk about to see how this affects the standings, see how it affects the national championship. Ohio State goes down to Iowa, 55-24. Ohio State's number 6. Penn State loses to number 24, Michigan State, 27-24. I don't know what you can do in this case. Do you look at Clemson now? Do you look at Oklahoma more, as well as Georgia and Alabama? A lot of people are saying you can't get two SEC schools in this thing. But the way it's looking, unless you go over to the ACC and look at Miami, and I don't know if you would do that. Maybe they would. Maybe you would have to if they went ACC outright. Yeah, Torrey Smith hadn't really done that either. But he hadn't been good since Baltimore, Cash Cow. He hadn't really been good since Baltimore. Oh, my goodness. He has not been good since Baltimore. You know, some guys don't need to go out on their own. He was definitely one of them who bet on himself, but right now he's losing. So Nelson Aguilar has pretty much stepped to his production in the slot. And again, Zach Ertz killing it. So Alshon Jeffery even got into the scoring festivities this week. So we shall see. You guys can join me 706-993-4606, 706-993-4606. Also, about college football, let's talk about the Heisman for a second. Saquon Barkley, to me, was the Heisman favorite. But Baker Mayfield killed it this week. He destroyed it this week. He was our player of the week. He killed it this week. In a 62-52 win over Oklahoma State, he was 24 of 36, 598 yards and 6 total touchdowns, 5 throwing, and he had 1 rushing TD. He is killing it, and he has to be the favorite now over Saquon. I like Saquon Barkley. I do. I know one of the – his name escapes me right now over at Fox. The name of one of the analysts over there who said Saquon Barkley wasn't even the best in his conference at the running back spot. But I love Saquon Barkley. That boy can play. I love his game. But Baker Mayfield killed it. And he killed it against a rival. When you kill it against a rival like that, that says something. That speaks a lot. And he just destroyed it. 5 total touchdowns, almost 600 yards of offense. That's just amazing. And that's something that can't be ignored. He has to be your favorite for that Heisman, so we'll see how that goes. Let's go over the rest of these scores very, very quickly. On Friday night, Memphis defeated Tulsa 41-14. On Saturday, Alabama defeated LSU 24-10. Keep in mind, LSU was ranked at number 19. Number 1, Georgia beat South Carolina 24-10. Number 3, Notre Dame defeated Wake Forest 48-37. Do you look at Notre Dame, too, as someone who can win it? Do you look at them as someone who can be in the playoff picture? Despite not having a conference, which may or may not go to their detriment. I mean, right now, they're doing good as an independent, so maybe they stay there. But you might have to look at Notre Dame, since you got Ohio State and Penn State going down. Clemson, number 4, Clemson defeated number 20, NC State, 38-31. NC State almost won that game. That's a good football team. Good, solid football team. All right, talked about Oklahoma at number 5, defeating number 11, Oklahoma State, 62-52. Already talked about Ohio State losing to Iowa, 55-24. Already talking about number 7, Penn State, losing to number 24, Michigan State, 27-24. Number 8, TCU, defeated Texas, 24-7. Number 9, Wisconsin. Hold on 1 second, guys. Let me head over to line number 1 real quick. Doom, how you doing, man?
What's going on? Hi, here.
Chilling, man. Just going down these college football scores real quick, and then we'll get to what's on your mind. Wisconsin, number 9, Wisconsin defeated Indiana 45-17. Number 10, Miami, a team you might have to look at for one of those spots in the playoffs. They defeat Virginia Tech 28-10. Virginia Tech was number 13 at the time. Another good underrated team. Number 12, Washington defeats Oregon 38-3. Number 14, Auburn defeats Texas A&M 42-27. West Virginia defeats number 15, Iowa State 20-16. Mississippi, number 16, Mississippi State defeats UMass 34-23. Number 17, USC defeats number 22, Arizona 49-35. Number 18, UCF, University of Central Florida, defeats SMU 31-24. And lastly, another minute upset. Number 25, Washington State defeats number 21, Stanford, 24-21. The college game is going to be how you figure out this playoff, I don't know. I know some things will come out of the turnpike during all the conference championships and things like that. So we shall see how that goes. Again, Georgia, South Carolina, you might have to have two SEC teams in the playoffs. I hope that's not the case, but because I don't see Georgia knocking off Bama. I don't see it, but you never know. You never know. That's why they play the games. And Alabama's not out the woods yet. They beat LSU, but now you got to go into a very solid Auburn squad. You got to handle those boys up later this year, so we'll see what they do. All right, let me turn it over to our caller on line number one. Dude, man, what's on your mind for tonight?
A bunch of stuff. You could take it from wherever you want to, man. You know what I'm saying?
First of all, does LeBron – hold on one second. Yeah, we're going to talk about that cash cow. I saw that. We're going to talk about that cash cow. It was hilarious. But all right, Doom. We talked about the Cleveland Cavaliers earlier this week. LeBron looks like he has to score 57 points every time, or the Cavs just don't win.
Well, this man's becoming mortal, man. That's the problem. Nobody wants to sit here and admit it that LeBron's getting old, and I think that's a problem.
I tell you another thing, too, that kind of throws out to me a little bit, particularly that loss against the Hawks. Have you noticed they have no solid three-point shooters on that team?
No. Nah.
Nobody's solid. At least they haven't performed that way yet.
Yeah.
You know, they haven't performed
that way. It's streaky at best.
Yeah, streaky. When they're on, but when they're off, they're off. And right now, you know, minus the next action, they're 4-6.
Yeah.
And you got all these LeBron James fans, you know, getting on me because I say that LeBron can stuff a stat sheet.
Yes, he can.
But he's not a leader of men.
It's the truth.
He's not a leader of men, and I think this is time. I don't know about full-blown on panic as of yet. I do think they'll probably get together over time as they play with one another. But, man, if they go to the All-Star break looking like this, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. You know Golden State will work out the kinks and get back together and get everything back together. I don't know about Cleveland. I just don't know about Cleveland, so we shall see how they go. Second thing I want to get talking to you tonight about, I put up a post. If you go to the Sports Report group page over on Facebook, I pull up a poll. Should the Denver Broncos sign Colin Kaepernick? And here comes Doom. No. So I called Doom and I asked him, you don't want that man to get a job? But then Doom educated me a little bit and brought up some good points. Doom, why don't you tell folks what you told me earlier?
But the reason I told him no was not because I don't want him in the league. It was more because Denver's not a good fit for Kaepernick. I don't think they run a style of offense that you could plug and play him in. And if he went there, I could foresee him getting that hurt easily because I don't know if their personnel is good enough to run their that kind of offense that is suitable. I think he'll be a better fit in Houston in terms of football.
Right.
That's the only reason I said no. Because it would have been different if the question was, hey, if he will play for any team, then it would have been different, but right. It was specifically the Broncos, and they're built for a pocket passer, not a guy that can scramble.
Here's my thing, though. Right now, you can make an argument. He's better than Paxton Lynch, from what we've seen. We haven't seen much of Paxton Lynch. He's better than Trevor Siemian, and he's better than Brock Osweiler. And if you want to talk about not doing the Broncos, but put him on the Texans, as you said, he would do better on the Texans. the Texans GM should be fired for even drafting Tom Savage.
When did they draft Tom Savage?
Back in 2014.
Okay.
I think it was a fourth.
They got Deshaun Watson, so you can't really.
That boy need to be. The GM need to be fired. And from what the reports came out today, Tom Savage is going to remain the starter.
Okay. I mean, that's because he's hurt. They're probably looking to put the season up.
They better get cap and get him quick.
Well, I'm talking about they've looked at, okay, if we play off and then we could get something better down the line, that'd be one thing.
Right.
You know, we might get another piece in here and there. I mean, they're having issues with defense, so they might need some defensive people. This J.J. Watt is pretty much, he's done. I don't know, you know.
I'm not going to say done, but he's injury prone, very injury prone. And he's very, to what seems to me, and that I'm not a doctor or orthopedist or anything like that, but he seems to me to get all these soft tissue injuries and things of that nature. I don't get it. So
That's what I'm saying is, you know, they looking into that, hey, yeah, we might be able to bring this guy in for the short term, but they might be looking at long term too.
Right.
Because you got gold with Deshaun Watson. I don't know how he hurt his knee in practice. That was a freak accident. But it's some upside with him because he can lead that team to glory.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Tom Savage ain't going to lead nothing but to the red line.
Well, hey.
But to give
if Savage, the red line gets you another second or high-end pick, like another 10th rounder, and then now you get another blue chip or maybe a stud receiver or a running back, it might be worth it, man.
I don't know who's gonna give that for Tom Savage, but you do give up.
No, I'm talking about their record.
Oh, their record. Oh,
but you know what I'm saying? This, you see how much Deshaun Watson changed the game. Now you might get another stud running back, man. You know,
the only thing that was positive from Tom Savage, toward the latter part of that game, he did like he was under control. He's getting it together a little bit, so we'll see what he does coming up. But I don't like him, and I don't like that. And I don't like that situation there. You got Lamar Miller, you got Will Fuller, you got DeAndre Hopkins, you got some good talent there, and they need to give him some type of a quarterback to give him a chance to win. Like I say, it's a decent enough defense. Even without J.J. Watt, it's a decent enough defense. They can cause some havoc and maybe hold their own, but they got to score the football.
I'm saying they're in talks with him now, but like I said, again, one of the issues was, you know, what's going on with, you know, Deshaun Watson. What do you do? Just like everybody said, hey, why didn't he go to Dallas? I mean, I think Dallas is comfortable with what they have. You see what I'm saying? It's not this person better than this and that. I'm looking at in terms like Kaepernick.
Right. All right.
What team can you plug? I could see him potentially going to Green Bay because they had a scrambling quarterback.
I can't see him going to Green Bay because they ain't going to go for that. Those people.
Well, I'm talking about, see,
they're not going to go from the political sense.
I'm not talking about political. Talking about purely skill set.
Oh yeah, but
and that's what I'm saying.
But
I tried to stay out of that. And that's what I was saying.
But he would have to show management that part's behind him. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
He'd have to show the management that part's behind him and then go from there. If he can do that and play some winning football, I think all things will be forgiven because this is the land of second chances per se. And if Kaepernick comes down and he starts winning, because we both know winning cures all ails. And once you start winning, you can be forgiven for more things than not. And when I looked at the game tonight, I think it's the final now. But when I looked at the game tonight, Huntley did score, I believe, a rushing TD but he didn't look good otherwise. And the Lions need to fix that goal line offense. Oh, my goodness. They got down there and just got stuck. Yeah, the game is, let me see, game is over. Detroit ends up winning 30-17. So, Packers on the losing end again. Boy, that shows you. Aaron Rodgers, whatever MVP that he gets, he's really showing that he deserves it. Aaron Rodgers, yeah. That's Tony C's boy. But man, go over these stats real quick. Amir Abdullah might be in trouble because he fumbled twice, but he did have a TD in this game. So again, Green Bay is in trouble. They need Aaron Rodgers. Talking about he may come back soon, so we shall see. Let's move over to the NFC South. Who's going to win the NFC South division?
Well, first thing first, I want to talk about Brawl for All yesterday.
Oh, we're going to get to that. But we'll go ahead and bring it up now. Because we had several Brawl for Alls yesterday.
So are you going to actually do your new award?
Yeah. I changed it from the day to the week. Because if I would have kept it at the day,
if you do it a day, you have to do a show every day.
Every day. We're going to change it to the week. Let me tell you about Jameis Winston. And he went as my bitch of the week for two reasons. First of all, we all saw the little finger to the back of it, to the back of the head. We all saw that he did the Lattimore. We all saw that. What was that, first of all? You're ensuing a fight on the sidelines, and you're supposed to be hurt. And then second, what was that pregame? I'm gonna eat a W.
Would they end up eating an L, so.
Yeah, they did. And there was some news that came out later on tonight as a result of that Brawl for All. Mike Evans is suspended for one game. So the next game, Tampa Bay's next game, he will be missing that game.
Now, the problem I had with Jameis Winston, and I couldn't even defend him at work because my boss came up and he just said basically that he is kept up with the reputation of people, football players in Florida, are a bunch of thugs, and you can't defend that. I mean, why would you sit here? Your team's in the middle of the game, and you get on the field, and mess with another player. You push him like that.
Yeah.
And then Mike Evans, I definitely had an issue with him hitting the guy in the back of the head, because dude, ever since this concussion lawsuit, and anytime an offensive player get hit, you see them quick throw a flag and stuff. But Mike Evans, when he gets mad, he wants to go and try to headhunt some guy who was basically defending himself from your quarterback.
Well, understand, though, Mike Evans was defending his quarterback. Now, and it was completely the wrong thing to do.
Because it wasn't like they was throwing blows. They just pushed each other. Right. And that's what I had a problem with.
Right.
Now, it's one thing to defend your quarterback if old boy snuck him or something, but he didn't do nothing. He just pushed him, and I think that might have been it.
And another train of thought, too, that you can look at. You know, we had all these players earlier, earlier this football season, arm in arm in unity. And I know the two don't really have anything to do with one another, but you have all these players in unity and holding hands, locking in arms and stuff like that. And then we got these two Brawl for Alls yesterday. I know the two.
Oh, three. Third one.
Yeah. Now, you got to tell me about the third one because I said the third one.
San Francisco.
I saw two. I heard about that one. I didn't see it.
AJ Green was the third one.
Okay. But all these players, in unity and things of that nature. But then you have all these fights yesterday amongst the players. That don't look good in terms of optics. Yep. It really don't look good in terms of optics. So, hopefully next week will be better. Mm-hmm. And Donovan McNabb made me sick because he said all this stuff is funny. No, it's not funny. It's not funny. Because we have to be taken seriously. And when we do this and, oh, we're all for unity, we're all for unity and things like that. And then we beat up on each other?
Yeah, all for, like, it wasn't even like a low blow or something to fight. It was just, hey, certain teams is getting beat up on, or somebody get frustrated, and then you take it out on your fellow player. That's what I just, it totally turned me off, man.
Let's talk about the AJ Green, Jalen Ramsey altercation. I mean, I thought AJ Green,
turned to join Saint-Pierre.
I expect to see him at the WP Performance Center next week. I really do. I really do. He that little
he was beating the brakes off of old boy.
I mean, I don't understand. First of all, I know Jalen Ramsey, FSU, he tends to talk trash and get in your head. A, that should never happen. But B, why are you punching somebody with his helmet on?
Mm-hmm.
Don't get that. And Jalen Ramsey got thrown out too, so both guys got ejected. But I haven't heard of a suspension for either one. And I'm kind of shocked that this happened with AJ because, you know, AJ Green is normally, you know,
a premier receiver in the league.
Yeah, premier receiver and you know how to act, you know, soft spoken, nice guy. So I'm kind of shocked that he went out like this. But then again, I really shouldn't be shocked.
It is the Cincinnati halfway house. Cincinnati, so you know,
it's the Bungles. It's the Bungles. They're having a terrible season, and AJ don't want to be there. So you know, got people losing their positions on
composure,
the team.
Yeah,
you got people losing their positions on the team. Jeremy Hill no longer starting. Joe Mixon, Giannotti Bernard. Those boys are starting. Jeremy Hill ain't nowhere to be seen. So, you know, I get it. I understand that you're frustrated. But it's all good. I hadn't heard him getting a suspension. Cash Cow that said AJ Green looked like AJ Styles.
The phenomenal one.
I'm thinking we're gonna see you at the Performance Center, man. Oh. Man.
And we talked. I mean, the music will come out and you couldn't tell who's who.
Not at all. All right, let's move on to our next topic. Roger Goodell, along with Cowboys owner Jerry Jones, New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft, and Houston, Texas owner Bob McNair, will be asked for phone records and emails relating to Colin Kaepernick. Does this help his grievance against the owners?
No, because the only team out of there that was actually might have been looking for a quarterback was Houston, but that's, you know, that's probably before, you know, they knew what they got with Deshaun Watson. To me, it was a retarded. He should ask for somebody like Baltimore or some of these other teams that he had a little bit more reaction to, but not Houston or New England, because Robert Kraft's not going to be like, oh, we don't need to sign Kaepernick. Hell, they got Tom Brady.
I don't think it's so much a signing him. It's just the fact that he wants to try to prove some type of collusion.
I think it would have been easier to prove with some of the other teams like Seattle, Baltimore, with the collusion. Why would Robert Kraft talk to any owners about a quarterback when he got Tom Brady? That's what I'm saying. You should see the difference.
I see what you're saying.
Hey,
I see what you're saying.
You know, they just won a Super Bowl, and this guy say he can play another 4 or 5 years. Why would this guy's name be, you know, and that's how I'm looking at it. Why would he be looking for another,
plus, you know, they signed Brian Hoyer from the 49ers after that Jimmy Garoppolo trade.
This is when he filed this lawsuit. That's what, 2 weeks before that trade even went down.
Yeah.
So you can't even say that's collusion. That's before the fact. what time period is he talking about? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's going to be hard to prove.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, because before then, the Patriots are straight.
Right.
I mean, they had a backup and all this other stuff.
They had a backup for the backup.
Yeah.
Went from the best quarterback position of any team to the worst.
Yeah.
We'll see.
You know, you never know with, I don't know, I'm not a real big Kyle Shanahan fan. Come on, see.
Oh, me neither. Me neither. Me neither. But those Falcons are struggling, man. They're struggling. And if you watched that game yesterday with Carolina, when Julio Jones basically dropped two passes in the end zone, you know something wrong.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
But that first one, you might want to say, okay, overthrown, what have you, fine. But that last one, he should have had that last one. And I believe if he had a chance to get that back, he would catch it. But he should have had that very last one. That should have been his. Would have changed the game, too, if he would have cut that touchdown. Indianapolis Colts announced that quarterback Andrew Luck will be out for the rest of the 2017 season.
Hey, let me get on my thing. Because what's killed me so far is they know that Andrew Luck, out of that quarterback class, what was it? Wilson, RG3. And they said that he was going to be the best. I think this dude is injury prone and overhyped. I'm sorry. I mean, Griffin, I think what messed Griffin up was his attitude towards his teammates. He might still be in the league. But damn it, Andrew Luck's been hurt every year.
Well, I think the thing that messed up Robert Griffin III, I think the thing that messed him up
was Mike Shanahan.
He didn't know how to play. Hold on 1 second. Let me head on line number three very, very quickly as I add on another caller, our other host from The Rant, which you can hear Tuesdays at 9 p.m. Tony C., what's up, man? Tony C.
What's happening?
What's up, man?
I'm hanging in there.
There you go.
I got a question for Tony C real quick.
Go ahead, man.
Did you get my message, man? I was trying to sit here and send you a Goodwill basket of a bunch of crushed pineapples, you know.
I've been trying to hang in there, man.
All right, I know you need some comfort food.
Sometimes during the day. You're right about that, pal.
But
I don't need no comfort food like a Giants fan, though.
Oh.
They need some, what was it, that drug, that opiate, finiferol or something?
Hydrocodone.
Yeah.
I think. I
got some hydrocodone for him. Where's our beautiful baby at?
I haven't seen him lately.
Oh, man. Giant, that's like all Giants fans. They done went in the hide.
Yeah. I was looking at, you know, projected this year. They had the Giants like at, it was 11-5, or, you know, winning division, Super Bowl contender. It's amazing what,
I think
I can give up half a hundred, bro.
I think,
come on, man.
I think the thing with the Giants, when they said before the season started last year, even they were saying that they were going to clean house, and all you got rid of was Tom Coughlin. Come on, man. That whole thing needs to be tore down. Reese needs to go. McAdoo needs to go. Hell, they're already talking about Eli Manning not start next week, and that's going to break the streak.
Well, Tom Coughlin was not the problem in New York. I wish he would get a formal apology.
Hey, you know, he ain't getting that.
It's the person that's picking the players, man. Jerry's, all day.
Jerry's?
No running game.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Receivers can't catch balls. Well, they all hurt.
Or create separation except for Odell.
Them damn Giants.
It ain't gonna be like that next year. He gonna be gimp foot. That's what he gonna be.
But getting back to the Colts for a second. Should they just end this Andrew Luck experiment and keep Jacoby Brissett? They won yesterday with Jacoby Brissett, damn it.
Nah. He's a successor to Peyton Manning. They got rid of Peyton Manning for Andrew Luck.
He's
supposed to be the man. He's
supposed to be the savior.
I just want to know, is Cash Cow around?
Yes, Cash Cow's in the chat.
Cash Cow, you got 1 week, buddy. Get your mind right. If we knock off the Falcons,
that's pretty much it. Now, if y'all boys is still playing, y'all got a shot. I just got a feeling it's coming, man. The suspension.
Man, look, long as we got comparable quarterback play right now, I feel like we can beat anybody.
Your boy helps. Y'all help each other out. You gotta respect Zeke, and you gotta respect Dak. Now,
at this point in the season, Prescott, look, we had DeMarco Murray and Romo got hurt. We go old for the world. So I'll take a comparable quarterback any day.
Cash Cow said, "Don't start Tony C."
I'm just keeping 100. See, like them, we had our bye early in the year, so we rolling right now. See, they coming off a 50-point game, and they going into a bye. You know what I'm saying? So they might lose a little momentum, they got to come to Jerry World.
Cash Cow said the Eagles got the best defense in the league.
Oh man!
They playing some good football though.
They got one loss, right?
Yes, and that was the Kansas City.
Who was the only team to beat them?
I think it was Kansas City.
Who?
I think it was Kansas City.
And who Dallas just beat?
Kansas City.
Kansas City ain't doing Kareem Hunt. Okay. It looked like Kareem.
We got a shot. We got a shot, right?
Yeah. But you know what, too? I think another thing that gets Kansas City in trouble, they see they got all this success. And then they start getting cute.
Yep.
They start getting cute.
They got away from what was making them good.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. You got an explosive player in Tyreek Hill. You got one of the best rookies in Kareem Hunt. And you got probably the best tight end in the league in Travis Kelce.
Yep.
I don't get
it. Well, a lot of teams try to keep them dudes in front of them, man.
Also, don't forget that linebacker got hurt in the beginning of this, or was in the Redskins game.
Eric Berry, that's a safety. He got hurt in the first game against the Patriots.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He got hurt.
I just want to tell Cash Cow, they got a murderer's row coming out of this bye.
They really do. Dallas. They got Seattle.
Seattle and the Rams, back to back.
Don't they have Seattle and Seattle?
Yep. I mean, we came in Seattle and beat them in there, so, you know.
I think the only reason why it happened, though, and again, I said this about LeBron earlier, and I'll say it about the Seahawks. If Russell Wilson don't play well, them boys in trouble.
Earl Thomas ain't play.
Earl Thomas didn't play. But the one good thing you did see against the Redskins from a Seattle perspective, you did see them run the football a little bit better. That was probably the best they run the football all year. So
That was because of Russell Wilson scrambling. You had to have a spy on him. But I was looking up for us to lose, to tell you the truth, man. We down still four linemen.
Well, not just that. I think when they picked up Dwayne Brown from the Texans, I think that killed a lot of their ales. So if they're able to run that football, if Seattle's able to run the football and get that play,
Earl Thomas is back.
Mm-hmm.
What about their defense? That's a strong
point. That's what I said. Earl Thomas ain't playing.
Exactly. Exactly.
I don't care what nobody say. Earl Thomas, they got to have all three of them. Earl Thomas,
Richard Sherman,
Richard Sherman and Cam Chancellor. Yep. They don't have all three of them. They ain't the same defense.
They hurting.
They be hurt, exactly. If Earl Thomas was out there, Dotson, I don't think that ball would get to him.
Nope.
So, but he'll be ready by the time they play the Eagles. We the Cowboys play them in week 15, so hopefully they ain't playing for nothing. They'll mail it in.
And then I want to see what the Rams do against them a second time around. I want to see if the Rams can beat. See, I want to see if the Rams can beat them. I want to see if the Rams can beat.
If Earl Thomas play, they not beating them.
I don't think they will either. I really don't.
Earl Thomas is the truth back there, man.
Cash Cow just said the road to the Super Bowl goes through Philly and not Jerry's World.
For now.
Ah.
Like I said, if we can get Atlanta and we can keep it at two games back. Y'all got a murderous road. We got the Raiders down the line.
They
already right.
Who we
already beat the Raiders?
Yeah, and Washington. They're beatable.
We already did that. Y'all beat the Rams.
Yeah.
That's how I know the Rams ain't. I mean, they ain't tough like that. The Reds can beat them, so I know.
Cash Cow said Dez Bryant can't catch a cold.
And Torrey Smith can't even. So
we just talked about Torrey Smith. He had me good since Baltimore, though, on the real.
Exactly. Like I said, if we can sneak, I don't care if we win this game this weekend, 7-20 to 23, it don't matter. Because if we can keep within them two games, y'all will win again. Either Seattle gonna get you or the Rams gonna get you.
One of them.
Y'all not beating both of them. Because you gotta go to both of them.
Yeah, it's not home games.
Yeah, exactly.
Not home games.
And I know, William, your Saints sitting pretty right now.
Yes, sir.
You can thank Julio Jones for that.
We just talked about Julio Jones.
Send him a Christmas card.
I don't know what happened to him. That first one, you might want to say, okay, maybe the ball was a little in front of him. But even if it was, you were right there. But that last one, that last drop.
Did it hit him in the hand?
That was just bad.
What? Did it hit him in the hand?
That was
God,
yeah,
the hell was?
Yeah.
Well, I don't understand that. That should have been money.
Yeah.
I think it's like the curse, just like.
That team ain't going to never be the same ever again.
Nope.
It was just like Cam Newton and Carolina. The year before, they were like world beaters, and the next year, they ain't got their superpowers. Yeah.
That's like the New York Yankees, and, well, they came back and won a World Series after they choked,
they did.
I don't know. It's going to be tough for them Falcons to recover, man. Yeah. 28-3.
Just run the
football. It's in their head now. They blowing 10-point leads now.
You can also say they just like the daggone Seahawks. They gave up.
Seahawks got one, though.
I don't know about it. The second time,
they could have been.
But I'm saying they at least got one.
Right, right. They got
the
one.
The Falcons may not ever forget one in our lifetime. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, I'm just saying, New Orleans, Drew Brees. I don't know if y'all want to see y'all. I don't know, man.
We got a tough one coming up. We got Buffalo in Buffalo.
Yeah.
That's going to be a tough one, man. That's going to be a tough one. Because Tyrod playing, even though it didn't show, he still played. He still had a good game against the Giants.
Beat by the damn Jets. Yeah. Y'all don't beat them.
But the Jets played some decent ball, too. For some reason, Surface Division is getting a little competitive. Ever since they got rid of Rex Ryan.
Patriots get ready to fall off like a bad bag of poop.
That and, they got rid of Rex Ryan.
Yeah.
That was the key. He get Rex Ryan out of that division, it might get decent.
They brought up a good point on Mike and Mike this morning. Head coach for the Jets. If it weren't for Sean McVay with the Rams, that could be a coach of the year right there.
The tall bulls weren't going to tank.
Nah.
You were going to try to win some games. I mean, they still wild card eligible right now. See if they can keep it up. Don't they got to play the Patriots one more time.
Mm-hmm.
They can get that game somehow, someday.
Should have beat the Patriots the first damn time, but that damn bad call. But I ain't going to go there. I ain't going to give rage.
I tell you what, this Van Joseph in Denver, he might be one and done.
He might be.
They got the Patriots Sunday night, prime time. They get lit up.
Yep.
And they still got to play Kansas City one more time.
Oh, yep, they got KC one more time. And don't forget.
The Raiders one more time, too.
And don't forget. And don't have people look past them, but I think they got to play the Chargers again, too.
Yep.
Don't look past Phillip Rivers.
I mean, we always scream for these coaches to get these jobs of ethnic descent.
Well, I think his problem is no quarterback.
Well, that's his fault.
Yep.
Him and Elway together.
Trevor Simeon.
Trevor Simeon.
Trevor Simeon.
Let me tell you something, man. That part of being a coach is your ability to evaluate talent, man.
Right.
If you can't evaluate talent, you ain't going to make it. Ain't nowhere in the hell you gonna win with Trevor Simeon.
Before it moves, Paxton Lynch.
Nope.
Brock Osweiler. Nope.
Out of call. New England so fast.
Yeah.
He said, what you for off low?
Well, he even tried to get AJ McCarron from
Cincinnati.
Oh, hell no. I need Jimmy Garoppolo. I need somebody with a winning pedigree. Cincinnati. Hell no.
AJ got
no Cincinnati juices over here.
AJ got a winning pedigree in college.
He just ain't never played. He ain't never been on the field.
Yeah. But he been in Cincinnati. Hell no.
Hey, man.
Yeah,
he's
baptized.
He's with that thug life.
They can't even get a damn trade right, so I know.
Exactly.
Well, it's time for Marvin Lewis to go.
And you know Sashi Brown is taking heat for that? Up until so he didn't mean to deliberately mess up that deal.
That shouldn't buffoonery at its height.
Not that it would have changed your season, but maybe next year if that trade would have won.
I think Marvin Lewis probably had something to do with it. You know, this dude is just.
And can I say one thing?
Sure.
Too as well. Sure. If I'm Aaron Rodgers, I get the hell out of Green Bay right now. I'm like, I ain't coming back. Y'all playing nail game without me, man.
Man, we
can't even back into a victory, man. I'm out of here. Because that let me know I got to play it's basically like LeBron James right now. How he feeling? God damn it, I'm finna get on. My shoulder ain't never gonna be right.
LeBron's getting old. That's the reason.
What I'm saying, I got to play super for us to even win. That means the ancillary parts around me really ain't hitting on nothing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You do it.
That was called LeBron situation. Aaron Rodgers is different. LeBron got more control than Aaron Rodgers does in any
organization. I'm just saying in general. We know the control and all that, but.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that parts around me ain't hitting on nothing.
Right.
And he done broke both collarbones.
Yep.
So, the deal is, Aaron need to get the hell out of there. I wouldn't come back. Because you're not going to win another Super Bowl.
Not there you won't.
Because you're the best player. You're going to throw for a lot of yards, throw for a lot of touchdowns. But when you come up against a better team,
right?
You don't beat them.
Let's switch gear for a second and talk about the World Series. Astros get their first World Series victory. What I want to know though, can the Dodgers come back?
Maybe.
That's probably gonna be not. Tough.
Good
be
thing
tough.
You brought this up about this World Series. And just showed me that MLB actually got it right and the NBA is full of shit. That damn dude do something by the books, he should have got suspended. But then they're going to go around and be like, hey, we don't want to fairly punish the team. We'll get this guy next year. I go back and look at them finals when Draymond Green got suspended for LeBron crying on national TV that he's going to talk to the commissioner about him getting potentially hit in the nuts. And they just retroactively give Draymond Green a whatchamacallit. Because right now, Golden State be a three-time champion.
Yeah.
But MLB, this dude does something blatant. Huh?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want nobody to three-peat but the Lakers and the Bulls. That's it.
But I think the thing is
passing out three-peats like that.
Nah, they won't no passing out. That I don't think they might not have got KD if they would have won that second thing.
They played.
That was an organic team they played, and you had some BS for LeBron James to squeak by and get another championship. They would have earned that three-peat.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Right. That and if Harrison Barnes would have hit two shots. In any game,
he couldn't hit the side of a barn.
Nope.
Not at all. But it's going to be kind of hard for the Dodgers. It's going to be kind of hard for the Dodgers to get back, though. You got the Cubs.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You got the Cubs. You got the Nationals. You got some good talent. You got the Giants over there. If they can get their act together, man.
But if they use it. The loss of the fame, the pain is motivation they might could get back.
Yeah. But I look at the manager because, A, Kershaw should have started. I know me and Phil Ray have talked about this. I know he ended up pitching anyway, but I still think he should have started that game being that it was a game 7. And then number 2, they left a lot of men on base.
Yeah.
Could have turned the tide for him, but neither here nor there. Congratulations to the Astros. They got the first World Series championship. It's still kind of funny to see the Astros in the American League.
Yeah.
They were in the National League for so long. All right, let's talk about Papa John's. Papa John's considering ending their NFL sponsorship over the protests. The fast food chain blames the NFL for poor leadership and states that the issue should have been nipped in the bud months ago. Really? You mean to tell me you losing money because of the protest? I don't buy that.
I don't know. I might see it that, hey, it could be less people watching the game, but Papa John's is expensive, so. Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, they are kind of high.
Yeah, that's about the only thing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Tony C had to roll out, but he did want me to go ahead and go over the fantasy standards. Now I'll do that, too, before we go tonight. We'll go over the fantasy standards real quick. I got a win over Surfer in his league, and it went over Rage in mine, so.
I lost in two of my leagues. Yeah.
Rare Popovich passes Phil Jackson for 6th all-time in wins. Is Pop the greatest basketball coach of all time?
Nah, man. I mean, he's got 5 championships. But how many Phil got?
Yeah.
See, we looking at it is right now. Yeah, Pop is, you know, he's going to get wins and stuff, the Spurs. But the Spurs ain't looking like the Spurs of old. Let's be honest. I watched that game with them in Golden State, and it seemed like every time they shot, LaMarcus Aldridge's back was
they need Aldridge back. They really do. He's their bread and butter. Ride him. They are not the same team.
Yeah, but I've always seen them always flopping and hitting the ground. You know what I'm saying? It's like, he'll go off to school, bam, he's on the ground looking for a thing. They got out for a good start, but the Spurs are Again, that's another old team with some of the people, but what I've known of the trend, the way to beat Golden State, because that's the golden standard, you got to play consistently great the whole game.
Right.
Yeah, you can get on them early in the game and be blowing them out, but if you get cold and you can't keep that sustained, they're going to come back and beat you.
Another thing, too, speaking of piggybacking off what you're saying, another thing, too, about the Spurs, you got to be healthy. And the thing with the Spurs, they always have Tony Parker missing some games. Manu might miss some games here and there. It's either coming down to LaMarcus Aldridge. I think he's missed a few games. So you got to stay healthy. You got to stay consistent.
Oh, you know what? You made a mistake. Like everybody else just said, and they ain't talking about this or bringing this up. What? Something's wrong with Kawhi Leonard. He is still hurt from that game. He should have been healed by now if it was a sprained ankle, right?
Right, right. Well, I don't know.
How many months has it been since the finals?
I don't know the severity of it, though.
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't think it's a sprained ankle. I think it's more than what they're saying. Mm. That's what I'm alluding to. Because if it was just a sprained ankle, he would have been back, right?
Yeah, he should. Yeah. Yeah.
He didn't even play in the offseason.
Nope.
And that's what I'm saying. That's more than a sprained ankle, man.
One more thing, too, while we're talking about things needing to go right, people need to do right. Leonard Fournette of the Jacksonville Jaguars was suspended for a game. He missed their last game this week. Jacksonville still ended up winning 23-7. They're saying Leonard Fournette missed the game because of he missed taking a team picture.
That's stupid.
What the hell? What the hell? A team picture? It had to be something more than that, man.
Yeah.
It had to be something more than that. But it was only a one game suspension, so we shall see how that works. See him come back hopefully this week. Chris Ivory was in his stead. He did pretty good this week for him, so we shall see. Josh Gordon was also reinstated on a conditional basis this week. And Josh Gordon said something that kind of disturbed me a little bit. He said that he was under the influence doing games.
Well, he's got a problem, and he's very immature, because if I'm making, like, I'm going to call right now for my job, and I won't even take a sip of beer or alcohol until I'm off of whatever the duties I have, because it's extra money. That separates a man from a boy, because if you're making that much money, you wouldn't do no drugs or no alcohol to get your money, right?
Right.
That's what I have a problem with, man. Some of these athletes, they're acting like boys and playing. Do that stuff on the off season. But when it's time to make your money and play, you need to play. You need to exercise, take care of your body, because that your body is your meal ticket. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't do it, you know what I'm saying, if I was in this position, man. It's too much money on the table.
Yeah, it is. Too much money to be on the weed or whatever.
Yeah, or whatever, like, you do. What's a dime bag compared to your game check is $120,000 a game.
Exactly.
It ain't worth it, man.
Couple other things going down in the world of sports I want to get to before we get to the fantasy standings in both leagues. It looks to be that Aaron Judge would be on the cover of MLB The Show this year.
I hope he don't get hurt.
I know.
Or they don't have a curse.
They don't have
that
curse like Madden, I don't think. I don't think they have that curse. So he's going to be the player on the cover of that this year. Jahlil Okafor of the 76ers. I don't understand what's going on in the Sixers. Apparently, with the 76ers, Jahlil Okafor is no longer part of the process. Okafor says he wants to be gone. Philly wants at least a draft pick for him. He's not even in the starting rotation He's just there as an insurance in case one of their other bids get hurt. So, you know, we shall see about that. Also this week, Eric Bledsoe from the Phoenix Suns was like he's coming back to the facility after saying in a tweet that has since been deleted, "I no longer want to be here." So if
they're paying you money, you need to. Like I said, these guys make too much money to sit here and be having this. I don't want to be here. Step aside, let somebody else give them a chance that would love to play on any NBA team. You know what I'm saying?
I heard some rumors that he was in talking about being in a trade with Milwaukee. I don't know if that's been revisited or not yet, but we shall see.
But they're paying, like I said, I don't care if I'm paid, I'm traded, all that, as long as I'm still getting paid.
Yep.
I don't care where I'll go in the NBA. You know what I'm saying? I don't think he'll love to live out in Phoenix or, you know what I'm saying? Being traded to Milwaukee might have helped his career. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We'll see how that goes. I am in Surfers League right now. I'm going to hit the scoreboard. This is Surfers League now. Then we get to the Rank M League in a minute. I'm going to go over both. I played Surfer this week. I beat him 177 to 146. I'll go to 7-2. Surfer drops to 4-5. Over on the other side of the bracket, Team Year Then Cowboys defeat Team Soul Snatcher, which is Rage. Team Year Then Cowboys is Nick Mosley. He beat Rage 171 to 160. Wisconsin Honey Badgers defeat Team Olsen 182 to 118. Big Tone gets a win. He beats Tony C 165 to 150.
The 1-7 Tony C
in that league. Pastor Sadell gets a huge win this week over Matt Squires, 216 to 98. Keith Hightower gets a win. He was 2-6. He goes up to 3-6 this week. He beats American Dream's Nick German, 107 to 74. Phil Red gets a big win as well. He beats our departed Tank. I miss Tank. 154 to 38.
With a 4-4 record. That's what I'm talking about. Record. Yeah, 4-4. Keep on the good stuff, man.
Keep doing your thing, man. I miss Tank, man. Tank was one of the coolest dudes I ever spoke with. You know, one of the coolest dudes I ever talked to. Quick story for those who don't know. You know, when we lost Stevie Ray, Tank called me like every day just to check on me and be sure everything was okay. So I miss you man. Keep doing your thing. You're 4-4. Keep doing your thing, man. And over on the other side,
I lost to the Rough Riders.
I didn't know you were 71 though.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Well part of my problem is I think and I wish I could be able to call, is it Martellus Bennett or Michael Bennett and tell him to retire? Is this sorry bastard? I got him in like two different leagues and he ain't got no highest he ever got, maybe 4 or 5 points. They need to stop talking about this dude as like he is good in fantasy. Because he's cost me plenty of games. You know what I'm saying? He's a bum. Terms of fantasy.
You're a bum. You're a no good bum. All right, real quick, and then we'll jump out of here for the night. Go ahead and let me log out of here. While we're doing so, while I'm logging into the Rank Aaron Fantasy League, you guys want to check out the baseball awards. They got right now, there's some finalists that's been named AL Rookie of the Year finalists. Corey Bellinger for the Dodgers. NL Rookie of the Year. Corey Bellinger for the Dodgers, Josh Bell for the Pirates, Paul DeJong for the Cardinals, AL Rookie of the Year finalists, Aaron Judge, Andrew Bentadelli, and Trey, I can never pronounce Trey Mancini, there you go, for Baltimore and the Red Sox, respectively. And then we have over in the National League one more time, the NL Cy Young Award finalists, Clayton Kershaw for the Dodgers, Max Swerger for the Nationals, and Steven Strasburg for the Nationals. NL Manager of the Year finalists, Bud Black for the Rockies, Tony Lovelo for the Diamondbacks, and Dave Roberts for the Dodgers. AL Cy Young finalists, Corey Kluber from the Indians, Chris Sale for the Red Sox, and Luis Severino for the Yankees. AL MVP finalists, Jose Altuve for the Astros, Aaron Judge for the Yankees, Jose Ramirez for the Indians. God, I got to get better pronouncing these names. NL MVP finalists, Paul Goldschmidt for the Diamondbacks, Joey Votto for the Reds, and Stanton for the Marlins. So there you go. Also, something that Cash Cow brought up earlier, I don't know if you saw it. Did you see the Tony Romo comments about Deion?
I heard something about it. So what happened?
He basically said when they were talking about Marcus Peters of the Kansas City Chiefs, how he's great in coverage, but he don't like to tackle. He basically said the same thing about Deion.
Okay, how's that? It's the truth. I mean, you getting butt hurt about that, Deion? I read up on it. I didn't know what he said, but then they were saying, well, Tony Romo ain't no winner. See, the counter argument to that is Tony Romo never had a defense. Deion had a number one defense and a number one offense. Like,
true tip.
For most of his championships. He had a good one for the 49ers, and Dallas had a good one. So, yeah, he was a Hall of Famer and stuff, but I think a lot of people were getting overly sensitive, but it was not like a shot. Didn't they say the same thing at the Hall of Fame speech for Deion? That he was afraid to tackle.
If memory serve, I think they did.
That's a known thing, yeah. So I don't understand how that's you're taking that as a shot.
All right, let me go over these. Durant EM Fantasy Football League. Let me go over these standings real quickly. Rage almost came back and beat me this week, but he did not. I ended up winning 57-53. He had 22 points from Marvin Jones to close the gap between us, but it wasn't enough. I go to 8-1. Rage goes to 1-8. Team Goodwin loses to Tony C. Tony C goes to 8-1. He beat Team Goodwin 91-51. Doom, you beat Phil Raya 80-57 to go to 4-5. Phil Raya has the same record. Team Hightower beats Team Fair 80-38. Team Hightower goes to 6-3. Team Fair goes to 5-4. Let me see here. Big Tone defeats my son Hunter 92-48. Big Tone goes to 4-5. Hunter goes down to 3-6. Team Suzuki Gun, Mark Jones defeats my good friend Vernon Broom 122-90. Mark goes to 4-5. Tony Broom goes to Team Broom goes to 2-7. Man. Pastor Sadell getting it done in this league too. Beats my good friend Charles McNeil 84-27. He goes to 7-2. Charles McNeil goes to 5-4. And finally, Surfer loses in this league too. Loses to Team Coleman 95-55. Surfer goes to 5-4. Team Coleman goes to 6-3. So there you go. Durant EM Fantasy League. We also have Surfers League up as well. So there are all your fantasy standings. What do you think you got to do to get this team up to snuff, Doom?
Nothing. I'm just going to ride the rest of the year out. I mean, it's like I said again about my rant. I'm pulling up my team's players, what they did this I gotta close the maps on my phone. What they did during the game, man, the trends pretty much most of the season. It's it's a complaint I had about the NFL, man. Guys are playing real shitty this season. I mean, I picked up Stanton as a quarterback because Big Ben had a bye, so, you know, he got me a good 14 points. Ingram, he only had 77 yards. All right, that's somewhat. I got decent stuff from D. Williams, but he only had 14 yards and a receiving touchdown.
Yeah.
He ain't been balling. I was forced to use Shepherd from the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
5 receptions, 70 yards. That's all right. Yeah. Julio Jones dropped 2 touchdowns.
Yeah.
That's, you know, yeah. I mean, I won this week, but it could have been more points. Vernon Davis actually had a decent game.
He did.
Ryan Anderson from Jets had a decent game. Larry Fitzgerald had a decent game. The Bills is the reason I had an issue. You know, they got 34 points put on them by the Jets.
Yeah.
And good thing I didn't play the Chiefs because they had a negative one point, you know what I'm saying? That's,
right.
You know, I got dudes like Bennett and other, you know, there ain't really been no good tight ends this season. And I think that's just the problem in, you know, the league as a whole, you know what I'm saying? We need better play from everybody.
I'll agree with that. All right, let's go ahead and go over all the shows we got coming up this week. Got a lot going on here on Randy and Radio. Let's go ahead and get you caught up to snuff. Tomorrow night, the show keeps on going with the Shining Wizards at 7 p.m., followed by the Rant at 9 p.m., with AA and Tony C. I'm going to be checking that show out because I want to know if AA watched Bound for Glory. I want to know if he watched it. I doubt if he did, but I want to know if he watched it. So we shall see. From what I understand, Gail Kim got another women's title, so we shall see if he watched it. Then after that, on Thursday at 9, we have another episode of Rant and Wrestling. Friday at 9 p.m., we got Turnbuckle Throwbacks with my man Choppy and my brother from another mother, Philly Phil. Then on Sunday at 5 p.m., and I think he wasn't on last week. He should be on this week, though. We'll have Surfer, What Are You Ruling Comic Book Show with the Infinity Gauntlet.
Oh, yeah.
You can watch him try to take over the network. Double A ain't going to let that happen, though. We're going to let Double A going to make sure that don't happen. So Surfer, give it up. And then on Monday night, right after Raw, 11:15 p.m. Eastern, is this fine show, The Sports Report. Yours truly, Doom, Tony C, and a cast of characters in the chat. Beautiful baby, come on back. Cash Cow, thank you for being here. We appreciate it. Your Eagles got the week off, man. Your Eagles got the week off. So, you know, still join us. You got another game right after that. All right, Doom, is there anything else you want to say before we jump out for the night?
LeBron James, go to hell.
Dang! Oh my goodness gracious. All right, as you can hear, we're going to shut things down. Thank you for everybody joining me tonight. I do appreciate it. Thank you for hooking up the downloads the way you've been doing. We appreciate that as well. For myself, Doom, Tony C, I'll see you guys on Monday. Everybody take care.